Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Sherrard. It's brought to you by Zimmerman Honda, Blackhawk Bank and Trust, and John Waugh with Country Financial in Aledo. October is a great time to buy a Honda. The 2023 Ridgeline is available at Zimmerman Honda for 0.9% for 36-month financing. How about 2023 CRVs, HRVs, Civics, Accords, Pilots, and Odysseys, all available at 3.9% financing for 48 months? Come see the sales staff at Zimmerman Honda for full information. Or maybe you're looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Zimmerman Honda is the spot for you with financing at 2.9%. Stop in at Zimmerman Honda in Moline to see all they have to offer and take a test drive. Zimmerman
Honda. Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. This is Robin Hufstetler. We're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat. Give me a call at the John Waugh Country Financial Office in Aledo today at 309-582-3455. We'll talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them.
Have you heard? Blackhawk Bank and Trust has 4 checking account options, plus a money market account, all created with you in mind. Find the benefits of choosing the Chief through Essential Checking, Cash Rewards Checking, Interest Checking, Relationship Checking, or a Relationship Money Market account. Most accounts offer you the chance to select how you earn rewards or interest. They're flexible, they're unique, and they offer great perks. Stop in and open your new account today. Blackhawk Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's talk high school wrestling, specifically on the girls' side. We get a chance to visit with Nadia Anderson over at Sherrard as they had a girls' tournament last weekend as part of the Erie tournament. And Nadia Anderson was a winner at 135 pounds. So this is your second year wrestling at the high school level. You tried it last year. What's been the biggest difference for you going from kind of year one doing this to year two at the high school level?
So year two for me wrestling, obviously other girls get better. I get better. So I really got to work on like learning new moves and having a better technique and just going out there and giving it my all.
What do you think about the status of the sport? So we talked to you a little bit off the air, and you said, well, hey, the way the IHSA series is going to work this year, there'll be a regional format and then a sectional format. Last year, just a sectional level of competition. So that tells me that more kids are wrestling on the girls' side. What have you noticed about that, I guess?
Yeah, so a lot more girls have come out. It's IHSA's biggest growing sport, which is good because last year at our sectional, we had 35-man brackets. So hopefully they'll be smaller this year and we'll have a regional and it will be more like a real state series. And I think it's great. More girls should do it. It's fun. It's hard work, but it all pays off.
Yeah. And what was the most, when you look back to last year saying, hey, I'm going to give this thing a go. Now, I'm going to have to wrestle, you know, basically on the boys' side until the postseason comes around. What was, from a learning experience last year, what was that like for you?
The biggest thing to overcome was going out there, having to wrestle boys all year, losing, and just keep going back out there and doing it again after getting beat up a bunch.
So there are lessons to be learned, as you say, and that can be a humbling experience. So you said, hey, I like this thing. So maybe there's some schools out there, they don't have girls wrestling yet. What do you say to maybe students out there across the area, and they're like, hey, I like what she's saying. I'd like to maybe give this thing a go. So what advice do you have to some of the young ladies out there in terms of the sport of wrestling and giving it a try?
I would definitely say do it. It makes everything else in life that you do seem easier, and mentally it helps you. And I just think it's great.
And you're, you know, this is a great conversation with a kid that's a great competitor? Because I know, I think you started your high school career playing volleyball, if I remember correctly, a basketball kid, right? And I know you excel on the softball diamond, but now you've kind of changed direction a little bit. I see you run cross country, like doing that. And now you wrestle and still play softball. So that's the other thing I think that's pretty cool is you can try something else and maybe like something better too. And you can start whatever year you are in school and say, hey, I'm going to give this thing a try. What about that for you? That's kind of an interesting kind of storyline for you, I think.
Yeah, so I started out playing volleyball and basketball my freshman year. And then since sophomore year, I've ran cross country and wrestled. And I got a lot of comments and everything for switching sports and everything, but it's honestly the best thing that's ever happened. And the individual sports, I really enjoy because you can't blame anything else. It's all on yourself.
So tell us a little bit about your expectations here in the 2023-2024 school year. Just missed out going to IHSA Girls State last year, wrestling-wise. So a nice, you know, kind of victory here at Erie last week. What are your expectations here as the season progresses?
So this year, I think me and Bree were both hoping to take first at regionals and then take it from there and hopefully make it to state.
You're speaking about your teammate, Bree Bynum. Now, I'm just curious then from a scheduling standpoint. So they had a girls division at Erie this past weekend. Are there some other invites on the girls' side maybe you get a go-to here during the regular season to kind of get you prepared for the girls' postseason series?
So other schools do have just girl tournaments and meets and stuff, but they're farther away. So we just stick to the boys during the season, and then when regionals comes around, we'll switch over to girls.
All right, and then technique. What are some of the things you work on wrestling-wise to get better in that wrestling room?
So we do a lot of conditioning in live wrestling. That's Coach Jeff's. That's his biggest thing is we want to be in the best condition. And so that when we get to that third period, we're always on top.
And it was interesting listening to you say something earlier about, you know, it's all up to me in terms of what happens on the mat. And I say sometimes it can be a bit of performance art, right? Because you're out there in front of everyone and it's just you, right? And your opponent. Is there some stage fright that you have to get over? That's what I would kind of compare it to, because you're saying, hey, I'm trying wrestling for the first time and I'm out there. And if I get taken to the mat, it's all on me.
Yeah. Honestly, there wasn't really. I just went out there and did my best, and whatever happens, happens, I guess.
Awesome. Well, great to visit with Nadia Anderson, a kid that's wrestling for Sherrard. And again, Bree Bynum in that wrestling room over there. And you got one other kid to go out for wrestling at Sherrard, right?
Yep. Abby Weber, another girl.
All right. So awesome. Nadia Anderson, keep up the good work and good luck with the rest of the wrestling season.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.